produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transition. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Morning and welcome to Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World. I am Josie Hopkins, Josie's Inspiration, and I am so very excited to launch the first show on Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, a subsidiary of Finding My Way Network with Kayla Padgett. What an honor and blessing it is for me today to just start a new journey and to bring messages that I hope will be inspiring and uplifting and to provide information that may benefit those who are listening or those who may be experiencing some of the things that I talk about. So this is a show that will be every other week, and it is A to Z Essential Oils for Cancer Care. Why am I talking about cancer care? And what do essential oils have to do with it? Well, I am a three-time cancer victor, and it was in 2001 that I received my first cancer diagnosis. At that time, I didn't know about essential oils in the way that I know now. I only knew what I was told to do, and so I went forward and, you know, followed all the recommendations by my medical professionals, and my diagnosis, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, I was treated with radiation and chemotherapy, which were the protocols for the diagnosis that I had. My second diagnosis, which was just really about a year or so later, was same, and at that time, I had a stem cell transplant, which was a very excruciating experience. A stem cell transplant required that my body's immune system had to be reduced so that they could extract the stem cells from my body, because I was my own donor of stem cells. They harvested them, they treated them with high-dose chemotherapy, and at the same time, I was being treated with high-dose chemotherapy. I found myself experiencing pneumonia, blood clots, so many different things, and I was bedridden for a period of time because my immune system was not able to fight, because I had to have my immune system reduced in order to extract the stem cells that they then would harvest, treat, and then reinfuse back into my body. If it sounds like a lot, as I sit here and think about it, it was a lot. But I'm grateful for my doctors, for their knowledge, and for all that I learned through that process. Fast forward to 2008, I received my third cancer diagnosis, and I wanted to know what in the world was going on. You know, because I had done everything that I'd been told to do. I had done the chemo and the radiation. I'd had the stem cell transplant. And, you know, I believe that I was cured of cancer. what I learned was that that third diagnosis was an opportunity for me to revisit my own life and to seek God's direction for my healing and for my care. And I was introduced at that time, or I should say reintroduced, because I by then I'd been dibbling and dabbling in essential oils a little bit, but I was reintroduced to the benefits of essential oils and aromatherapy because I became part of a company, international company called Youngevity International. And I heard Dr. Joel Wallach, who is the founder of that company, talk about things that made absolute sense to me. And I began to plug in to learn more about essential oils. I heard messages about the women, about women's hormonal imbalance and how there can be triggers that sometimes may not necessarily be what they are first perceived to be. And, you know, I decided that I was going to try something different, that I was not going to do chemo and radiation, that I was going to try something different. Now, I have to say first and foremost that I never recommend that anyone disregard their doctor's or medical advice, and that I am not a doctor. I am not a practicing physician of any kind. The information that I'm going to share with you today is based on my personal experience, my research, training that I've gained as I prepare for being certified in aromatherapy with especially experience, bringing sharing my experience with using oils to support me in my cancer care. So don't go home if you have a diagnosis and tell your family and friends, you know, Josie said, because Josie is telling you right now that I could not have done what I did without the support of my doctor and the other medical professionals who supported me in making this decision. I could not have done what I'm doing now. I would not be where I am right now. 11 years post cancer diagnosis number 3, I could not have done that without my faith, without prayer, without my family, without support, and realizing that there were things that I had to do to clear all drama and stressors from my life. And so Joseph's Inspiration is proud to bring A to Z essential oils for cancer care today, because I understand the emotional and physical effects of having and being treated for a cancer diagnosis. And once again, my disclaimer is I am not a physician, and what I'm sharing with you is for informational purposes only. And I'm sharing based on my personal experience, and it is not intended to diagnose or to encourage you to seek this as a form of treatment. So, A to Z. And I'm really grateful to my son because he is, one of my great inspirations in encouraging and supporting me. And so he knows that for years I've been saying, oh, I want to write a book. You know, I've had Joseph's Inspiration radio show on Blog Talk for a long time prior to being introduced to Kayla. And so the past year being with Kayla was an amazing experience of bringing Joseph's Inspiration to Finding My Way Network. And then as Kayla blessed me December 31st with the opportunity to share via my own network, I knew that I was going to have the opportunity to bring other radio hosts onto the network, but it had not occurred to me that I was going to host my own show. So as I shared with my son, Adrian, and as I shared with my daughter, Erica, and shared with my husband and my family, you know, who are my strong supporters. My son Adrian said, Mom, it's time for that book. And rather than thinking about writing a book about your varied life and your many, many, many journeys and experiences, focus on one thing that can be very simple and beneficial. Why not talk about A to Z essential oils? And I took that, and that is where this show is beginning. And so today I'm going to talk about an experience that cancer patients may have while going through treatment and experiencing their diagnosis. and that is anxiety. Anxiety. Anxiety is your body's natural response to stress. It's a feeling of fear and apprehension about what's to come. It can cause restlessness, a feeling of being on the edge, uncontrollable feelings of worry, increased irritability, concentration difficulties, sleep difficulties, problems with falling asleep or staying asleep. Those are just a few of the conditions that your body may experience as a result of anxiety. But for a CAN patient, it's magnified because suddenly those uncontrollable feelings of worry are real. When I first heard the message that I had cancer, I was devastated. And I wrote a poem that I'm going to share real quick because this kind of is a foundation that brought me to where I am today. And I was asked by a friend who is also a radio host on Josie's Inspiration that you will get an opportunity to hear from, Nicole Jazera Bradley. She asked me to write something for her anthology called Never Would Have Made It. And I wrote what I'm about to read to you now. And I wrote, Never Would Have Made It. December 2001, sitting in the doctor's chair, listening to her brought me much despair. Her diagnosis came as an unexpected answer. What she told me that day was that I had cancer. Sitting there frozen in disbelief, nothing she said could bring me relief. Most curable type, she said with a smile. I couldn't believe it, couldn't breathe for a while. I can't make it. Lord, what does this mean? Tell me, what do I do? Jesus, my Savior, only you know the fear that I feel. I have cancer. Is she for real? My husband held my hand. I didn't understand. My life flashed before me. No future could I see. Lord, how will I make it? The disease had taken ones that I love. My mother and a good friend were both now above. Dear God, my son, my daughter, will I leave them now? I wanted to run. When my life seemed to be at its very end, his words brought me comfort. On me you can depend. By his stripes I am healed. I know my Savior is real. Three times now the doctors have said it so, but my God has the final answer. No, no, no. My child, your life is a precious gift. Let your story be told. There are others to uplift. I never would have made it without God in my life. There would be anger, hurt, pain, and strife. Now I know peace, joy, forgiveness, and love coming from my Father above. I never would have made it listening to what others say. I never would have made it or been here today. I made it. When in the midst of struggle or pain, look to the Father. He is the source of your gain. Live your life in faith, honest and true. Let his light shine for others to see through you. He saved me, restored me. Today I am free, a victor, you see. Living life for his purpose is an absolute must. In him daily do I honor and trust. You can make it. I know that I made it, and you can too. What he has done for others, he will do for you. Today I have made it through struggle and strife. Only God holds my future, and he has saved my life. So I wrote that at the time that Jazera asked me to submit that for her book. And so it's no accident that today I'm doing what God has called me to do, which is to share my story. And so anxiety and cancer. Having cancer affects your emotional health. Cancer diagnosis can have a huge impact on most patients, families, and caregivers. Feelings of depression, anxiety, and fear are very common and are normal responses to this life-changing experience. What I want to share today will be three oils that I find that bring great benefits to support you when you're feeling anxiety. A lot of things cause the feelings of anxiety. Changes in your body image can affect your self-esteem and confidence. I know losing my hair was devastating. As it started to come out by the handfuls, I just made a decision just to take the shears and cut it off all the way. Family and work roles may be altered. I was working a full-time job with that first diagnosis, and I remember my coworkers coming in and having that pitiful look on their face like I was about to die. And I had to tell them to leave my office, that if they could not walk in with the same joy and excitement that they had before they heard, I did not need to have people around me be sad and depressed because I had my own bucket of emotions. People might feel grief at the losses and the changes that they have. Physical symptoms such as pain, nausea, or extreme tiredness and fatigue are very likely to cause emotional distress. People fear death, suffering, pain, and all the unknown things that lie ahead. Family members and caregivers have these feelings too. And so the benefits of essential oils are many. Essential oils, people might be thinking that it's some new fad or some new exciting thing, but essential oils have been around forever. If you think back to the Bible, there are references all throughout the Bible about aromatherapy, about incense and ointments throughout the Old Testament and the New Testament. Myrrh, cinnamon, rosemary, hyssop, spikenard were all used for anointing and healing the sick and the infirmed. Essential oils are so vital. They come as a result of the health benefits of plants that have been appreciated in ancient cultures for more than 6,000 years. And so even though we see a resurgence of essential oils all around us now, there is history behind essential oils. So I'm going to share with you three or four essential oils because I've got a couple written down and I was trying to toy with three. What are my favorite three essential oils that can benefit someone experiencing anxiety? The first is bergamot. Well, I grew up at a time when bergamot, the word bergamot meant to me, it was a hair dressing that my mom put in my hair. In fact, all the girls that I knew, bergamot oil, or bergamot, as we called it, hair grease, put in their heads. And, you know, now what I understand that I didn't make sense then, bergamot is a powerful essential oil. It is beneficial for restoring emotional balance. It is calming and grounding to those who are nervous and overstimulated. It's very uplifting for the mood of those who are depressed or sad. Now, bergamot, as I knew it as something that was the hair grease, it is also the flavoring in Earl Grey tea. So if you've ever had Earl Grey tea and you found the calming benefits of that tea, then that benefit was coming as a result of the bergamot. And as I have been studying essential oils now for definitely for the past 11 years intensely, I have learned that bergamot is also nature's Prozac. Because what happens when someone goes to a doctor, often they will say Prozac can help with anxiety and depression. And, you know, we know some of the patients, but that definitely medications have benefits, but there are side effects. So as a natural way to address anxiety, I highly recommend bergamot. It has been shown that it can boost the effectiveness of treatments for depression and other nervous and anxiety-related conditions. You can tell this show is live because it's not edited, so you're getting me live and in living color. So I love that bergamot has these benefits. And so that is something that you can find benefit from because what essential oils do is that they are absorbed through inhalation. They have a strong and immediate influence on the mucous membranes of the respiratory system. They pass through the capillary beds of the sinuses, and they activate the olfactory nerves. And the fragrances of the oil enter the brain, influence the nerves, the body's immune system, and the hormones. Essential oils are truly powerful, and they enhance positive mental and emotional states and increase our ability to stay healthy. So that's my first essential oil. Now, most people know lavender. I love lavender, and I give out little lavender sachets to people because I know that lavender is calming and relaxing. I love to mist lavender on my bed sheets. When my grandkids were young, I would mist lavender around the fan when they were taking naps because it would help them sleep and rest peacefully. And lavender has many benefits as well. Lavender is a first choice when you're looking for an essential oil for children because it is non-toxic. But it also has other benefits, other emotional benefits that can help that cancer patient who is going through the trauma of the diagnosis. And so lavender relieves, helps those suffering with depression, with headaches, with migraines, hypertension, insomnia, cramping, and it is very good for any stress-related condition. And as I said earlier, it is a stressful situation to be diagnosed with cancer. Lavender is also very good for skin care because it's very healing, and so burns, and sometimes we experience burning sensations, or the radiation may cause burning of the skin. And so lavender is good. I also want to let you know that on these calls, I will talk about how to use the oils because you don't want to put oils directly on your skin. You want to use carrier oils such as a grapeseed oil or a jojoba oil. And there will come a point that I will even share some recipes about how to make your own blends to use for your own health. But as a starting point, you can put essential oils on the bottom of your feet because the pores in the feet are the largest pores, and they are going to go directly into the body. The skin has the largest organ of the body, and so what you put on your skin is absorbed into your body. And so the feet are reflexology points for other areas of your body. And so by putting the oil on the feet, and it doesn't take a lot, I do use, and when I'm talking about these oils, I'm specifically talking about the oils of Longevity International because that's my oil experience. And I can't talk about other brands because I don't have any experience with them. So that is the benefit of lavender. Lavender is great for skin care because of its healing abilities. It's very gentle, and it's very effective on the skin. It can prevent swelling and scarring for burns, and it is one of the most widely used essential oils for emotional support. If you only had one oil, I would say to make that oil lavender. And there are lots of oils, but lavender, my let. M-A-I-L-L-E-T-T-E is the lavender that I'm talking about. Now, my third oil that I want to talk about is jasmine. And I love jasmine because jasmine to me is so aphrodisiac. And it truly is. But what does that have to do with when you're going through cancer patients, through cancer care? Well, jasmine oil influences the emotional part of us. So when you're feeling anxiety, it's an emotional imbalance. And so jasmine is an oil that is capable of changing our mood. It doesn't simply lighten our mood. It brings euphoria to darkness. It helps solve unresolved emotional blocks, psychological tensions, fear, paranoia, and it is a great oil to help for a state of wholeness, which requires that we trust ourselves and others. And trust can be a big concern for a cancer patient because now you're thrust into the care of people that you don't know to take care of you and to preserve your life. So jasmine increases ability to find that emotional balance. It has very beneficial effects, and it also smells really great. And so if you are thinking about an oil that you want to not just use for emotional support, that you could also use to make you feel excited and happy about your life and your situation, then jasmine is an oil that I truly recommend. Now, there's another oil that I'm going to talk about that is specifically trademarked by Youngevity. We have blends that are our trademark oils, and this particular one that I'm going to share now is very important to me. It's called Heaven Scent. It is a blend that supports overall body balancing, both physically and emotionally. It promotes an uplifting mood and supports the mental energy as well as brain functions needed for a positive and appreciative attitude. It has proven very beneficial for a lot of different things. And so the key emotions that it can help with, intuitive. And we know our intuition is so very important. It's our first line of defense because what your gut is telling you, when your gut is telling you something, you have to pay attention. It increases the emotion of being thankful. And gratitude is so important when you're going through that diagnosis of cancer. I remember every day I would write down positive thoughts. And I wrote in my journal because I wanted to acknowledge that my faith rested in God, not just in my doctors, and I prayed for my doctors that they would seek God in all that they did. And so thankfulness is a key emotion that Heaven Scent can benefit. It's also very uplifting. It brings about humbleness, and it's very welcoming. And it is a great body balancer. It contains bergamot, because remember I said it's a blend, so it's got quite a few oils in it. And I'm just going to tell you some of the oils that are in it. It's bergamot, cedarwood, clementine, geranium, lavender, neroli, sweet orange, rosewood, scotch pine, ylang ylang, osmanthus, and amaryllis. So this particular blend is a very powerful blend, and it can be beneficial as you're experiencing the effects of cancer with feelings of anxiety. And so once again, I want to just stress that the information that I'm sharing with you today is based on my personal experience as a three-time cancer victim and also a brain tumor overcomer. You know, I'm more than a survivor. I am victorious because God has blessed me, because I am still here, having had that first diagnosis over 18 years ago, and knowing that God saved my life and spared my life for such a purpose as now. And so if you know of someone who has received a cancer diagnosis and they are feeling anxiety or some other stressors, invite them to listen to Josie's Inspiration on this network, Josie's Inspiration Network, each week as I will talk about the A to Z of cancer, of essential oils for cancer care. So I got my notes kind of all over the place, and I'm excited. This is my first show on the network, and I hope you've enjoyed it. So be blessed. Tune back in 2 weeks from now, and I'll be talking about the B of essential oils for cancer care. Be blessed. Goodbye.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the Internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transition. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
I used to be the one preaching it to you that you could overcome. I still believe it, but it ain't easy. Cause that world I painted, where things just don't work out, it started changing, and I started having doubts, and it got me so down.
Welcome to Rev. Lydia Speaks. Today I want to talk to you about the blessings of being able to live from the divine love, the love that was placed in you by God for you to share, so that those who don't know or don't believe can see that spark of the Father coming from you and have hope for their lives. Yet there are times for even those of us who know God is the source, the wellspring of our lives, even we have days when, just for a moment, we feel unworthy or disconnected, flawed, as useless as an empty vessel. And this is when we go to not other vessels, such as friends and family, but straight to the potter of all. In His Word, God tells us, in no uncertain terms, we are His children, His treasures, made in His image and likeness. Man is the only creation that can actually claim that. And that's a wonderful place to be. God is the master potter. We are His clay, and the potter never throws His clay amiss. And that even the cracks or the flaws that, by the way, we create by our own errant thinking and derogatory self-speak, Even those cracks are an entrance by which the Spirit enters and heals. It says in Psalm 51:17, a broken and contrite heart God does not despise. When we are weak, that is when God's strength is made manifest. The potter never lets us down. That reminds me of a story. It's called The Jar and the Potter. There was once a potter who made the most beautiful vessels in all the land. And people came from far and wide just to walk through his store, just to see his creations. And every day he would take two of those vessels and he would walk to the river. It was a great distance from his home. And he would take two vessels so he wouldn't have to worry about running out of water. But on the way back, one of the vessels had a small crack. And by the time he got home, most of the water from that vessel had already leaked out. It was half of what he'd done. And this went on for some time. And then one day, as he was trying to position the vessels to go back and walk and get water, one of them spoke and said, "Master, why do you keep me? I appreciate you creating me. I love my life, but I have no purpose. By the time you walk to the river and painstakingly draw in the water, when we get back home, most of my substance is gone, so why do you keep me around? I'm utterly useless, and you should just dash me to the ground and grind me into stone." And the potter looked at his creation with love and sadness and hoisted him on his shoulder and took him outside. He asked him, "What do you see?" And the vessel said, "I see the road by which we arrive at the river every day. And I see grass and trees and flowers, but it's more lush on one side than the other." And the potter said to him, "That is because that's the side that you are on when I bring you back home. And because of you spilling your substance, the seeds that were there in the ground didn't blow away, didn't dry up and die, but they had a chance to live. Their lives brought so much joy to everyone because of the beauty that was there, because you watered them. Now do you understand that there is absolutely nothing that is useless?" Like the jar in the story, we're made with such loving detail that even with our cracks, we have a purpose. Psalm 139:14 states that we are marvelously made. So we need to say about ourselves, we are marvelous. Or from 1 Peter, "I am a royal priesthood, a holy nation set apart. God is king and I am his child, chosen. Do you remember what it was like to be chosen? When we were kids and we would play ball, the captains of the two teams would pick. And it was nothing worse than being the last two standing. You didn't care as long as you weren't the last one standing, because that meant you were useless. They only needed you to fill out the quota for the team. That's a horrible feeling. Once we realize, my beloved brothers and sisters, that we are love, made for purpose, on purpose, by the Creator of all, that love has to flow. This is the law of reciprocity, but nothing can flow from a dry well. So we need to fill ourselves to the brim with the truth of who we are in Christ. You are a unique, individualized expression of God. We are the accumulation of the divine thought. We are the way the stars look back at themselves, and we should not be afraid to share our brightness. It takes time to cultivate a loving relationship with yourself, because living your best life takes commitment to learning who you are. Now, this is especially true if you come from a place where no one took the time to teach you that you are whole, perfect, and complete just as you are. Or if you learned at an early age that love is conditional, that you are only worth to those around you what you can provide for them. I want you to know here and now that what others think of you is not your business. I will repeat that. What others think of you is not your business. The only thing you need to concern yourself with is what God says about you and what you say about yourself. So go back to the source as often as you need to and fill yourself up. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to share your substance and your blessings. We need to be so full that we overflow. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. We are so much bigger than the body that you see when you look in the mirror. I would like you to do some homework right now. This is what I usually like to do when I have my classes, and sometimes it feels a little strange, and I understand that. But I want you to have a day of fasting from negativity. And it starts just like this. For the next 24 hours, use only loving and supportive words when speaking of yourself or to yourself. List 10 statements that you can say about yourself. Stand in front of a mirror and look deep into the eyes of your reflection of yourself. And tell yourself how wonderfully made, how beautiful, how smart and caring you are. Yeah, it's going to feel strange, but these are I am statements. And remember, whatever you say after the words I am means the God of me is. After all, isn't that what God told Moses his name was? I am. So use that as the framework to recognize what you really stand for. Yeah, it's going to feel strange, but it's okay. Because you have to get used to hearing the truth about yourself. And the truth about you is, if you were made in the image and likeness of the God that created everything, there's no lack in you because there's no lack in your Creator. There is no ugliness in you because our Creator is beautiful. You are everything that you wish to see. You have to get used to hearing this. And this is only the beginning of your transformation. You're going to be a butterfly at the end of this metamorphosis, so just accept this compliment. This is your journey. And don't be surprised at all if during this metamorphosis, it suddenly feels like everything is falling apart and that people that you thought you knew may be falling away. That's okay, because the space that they leave is going to be filled by other people on that same journey, and you're here to help one another. It's your coming together for your highest and your best. This is a change that you need. You're being stretched out of your comfort zone so you can walk into your season of greatness. Your comfort zone. Those zones that we really like. It feels more comfortable to say, I'm always late. I'm just slow. I don't understand. I guess I'm stupid. But what does that say about what you think of God now that you know that you are God's emissary here on earth? You represent Him. Is your God late? Mine never is. Is your God slow? Mine never is. And there is only one God, one Father of all that loves us and has tried so hard, so many different times to keep us understanding that. We need to welcome being stretched. We need to give thanks for it. We need to enter into that 24-hour day of fasting and believing in self. Now, this is not going to be easy, and when you slip, and you will, don't beat yourself up. The only thing you need to know is that you are making an effort. People will know the difference. They will see the difference. And there will be times when it will be a lot easier just to go back to your regular way. Just to say, well, they know I'm going to be late. Well, they know I never have enough money. Don't fall back into that trap. You have not because you ask not. And you are not because you don't believe that you are. These are the things that make us, as I said before, we are spiritual beings having a human experience. And that part of us, the humanity, that flesh is weak. So the more that we build up our spiritual selves, the more we can fight against that flesh. That flesh that tells us we're less than. That flesh that believes what other people say. That flesh that gets his feelings hurt when we see a glance that is not too accepting. That flesh that says everybody of a certain denomination or a certain race have certain attributes. We call that race conscious suggestion. And it's wrong. We are all one race, the human race. We are from one source, God, and we are the expressions of God. And if you are an emissary of the King, then you represent that King. That King that's strong, that King that trusted you, that King that knows all. So believe in your strength and trust yourself and your intuition. And as long as you stay connected to the source of all, everything that you think and feel and touch will be what you need at that moment or what someone else needs to be around. We're here to help one another. We're here to represent God. We are here to love, to laugh, to understand, and to forgive. And forgiveness starts with self. If you can do that, you can do anything. The things that we see that seem like it's wrong, the things that we see that seems as less than, it's just because we have taken on what the world wants us to take on. The world itself wants us to be separate. The world itself wants us to think we're less than. There are no hierarchies in God. There is no respecter of person. He sent his Son to save all. And once we realize that we are under that banner, that allness, that isness, that godness, we can accept our beauty. We can accept that we are who we're supposed to be at this moment in time. And to that point, we stretch and go beyond. We become more than ourselves. We glow. We seem to not even need to talk about anything. We can communicate with each other with a glance or a thought or even a touch. There are times when you're with friends that you just feel that you've known this person forever and maybe you just met them. Your consciousness are aligned. You can finish each other's sentences. You are one with this person. Your vibration is high when you're with this person. Isn't that a lot better than sitting there with someone that you know for some reason does not like you, even though you've done nothing to them? This is when the love of self and living from the divine tells you to get up, leave this space. You pray for these people that they will come into a collective consciousness of who they are. All of us are love. I have a very dear friend that says we are made from love, by love, to be in love. And I agree with her. God is love and God is all. And everything that we need, we already have. And if we don't feel like we have it, it's because we just didn't ask. There is a very loving Father who is willing to give his children their desires. Notice I didn't say needs, because every need that we have is met. And at the times that you feel like it's not, maybe you don't have enough money to pay some bills, but somehow they get paid, and somehow you have money left over at the end of the month, and you don't understand what happened, but it's God. He has given you everything that you need and your desires if you align your mind with the mind of the divine and live from that space. That space where it's always enough, more than enough. That space where love abounds and just floods you and you feel the energy and the warmth and the light. That space where everything comes together. Every time you feel a little distance between yourself and the all good of the all God, just remember, go back to the manufacturer. Don't talk to friends. They're vessels just like you are and may feel even more flawed. But the manufacturer knows how he made you. He knows why he made you. And he knows everything about you is perfect. You are perfect, even with your cracks. There are some times when I can sit and I can just feel the breath of God in my ear telling me all of the love, everything that he wants me to know. And I'm so in tune, I can barely keep up. If I'm writing, it's like I'm not doing the writing. It just comes so quickly and so easily and effortlessly. Wouldn't you like to just stay in that place? I know I would. And I try to do that most of the time. I live in the same world you live in. And I am distracted by the same things that you are distracted by. But I keep the knowledge of self. And I know you've heard this for a million times. Knowledge of self. Knowledge of self? What in the world is that? That is, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. And anybody who took that much time to make me, to feel for me, to give to me, to love me enough to lay down his life, I must be pretty special. I understand that now. I love that now. And I am all about that now. So rather than disappoint myself, and rather than disappoint my God, I am going to learn all I can about his love, about his sacrifice, about all the times that we took the love he gave us and threw it to the side and did our own thing, a thing that turned out wrong, and then we turned back and said, "Oh, Lord, please." And once again, he did. This God of power, who is such a gentleman that he doesn't make anybody want to be with him. He could have done that from the beginning, but that would have made us an army of robots. God wants your heart, and a heart is a very personal thing. If you align your heart to his heart, there is absolutely nothing that you won't be able to do. And I want us to teach our children that. If our children learn from the beginning that they are special, that they are loved straight from the heart of God, explain to them the power, the majesty that God is, and this magnificent being spends his time making things that would please us, giving us the beauty of the world, a world which sometimes we destroy, saying that we're making it better. The beauty of a child's laugh, a grandmother's hug and kiss, a mother and father's loving look at us for no reason. All of this comes from the heart of God. All of this comes from love. When we try our best to welcome our greatness and give thanks for it, this is going to make a better world. And for right now, I will ask you, relax your mind, release your cares to God, the source of all, and relate to the God within. Relax, release, relate. Say that to yourself 3 times. And remember, it's all about love. This is Reverend Lydia Evans. Until next time, I want you all to remember who you are and be blessed. Join me next time when I talk to you about reveling in your uniqueness. Enjoy your life.
By Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.
At Jared, we know devotion isn't a once-a-year occasion, and once the flowers have wilted and the chocolates have disappeared, you'll still want them to know how much you care. Dare to give a gift that lasts this Valentine's Day with our incredible selection of jewelry. From delicate rose gold to bold black diamonds, Jared has hundreds of pieces under $299 and exclusive collections you won't find anywhere else. Shop online or find a store near you at jared.com and dare to be devoted.
So now that you've chosen the vanity, paint, and bathroom tile, you still can't decide on the faucet. Let the Home Depot make that easier by saving $10 on the sleek, modern Moengenta faucet. Right now, it's only $89. How's that for easy choices? The Moengenta faucet. Now, just $89 during the Winter Kitchen and Bath event at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through March 24th, while supplies last.